This is an international podcast transmission. Is anyone out there? If you're listening, you've reached the No Fixed Agenda podcast.
Welcome everybody to No Fixed Agenda therapy sessions, or random thoughts, One of the two. It doesn't really matter.
They're all the same.
It's all the same. It's a therapy session, regardless of what happens here. Gosh. So, in theory, this technically could be a therapy session.
Yeah,
I felt that this was a good way for you to just
release,
let go. You're not able to work out now.
No.
So this is kind of a good release of some stress, right? You got a lot going on. So, you know, just give you a chance to just kind of decompress just a little bit.
Before I vomit.
Before you vomit. And I think a lot of people will understand a lot of the stress, regardless if you're a business owner or not in this scenario, because home renovation is pretty much the same exact thing of what's going on, right? Yeah. And I kind of look at it because the renovation aspect of it, people live through a renovation all the fucking time while they're in the house. And so that's the thing. So this is a good therapy session for you.
Disruption of patterns. So yeah. Today we're talking random thoughts. Expansion and renovation. It's kind of fucking sucks. So, I don't know. I've never been through a home renovation, so you could speak more to that than I could.
Well, this is the same exact thing.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, this is your... Well, here's the deal. People are listening in who don't know, Omar's gym, OTH, is going through an expansion. And congratulations, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. This is really what you've wanted.
What I've been looking for.
For a while. And so it's... You can compare it to a home renovation. So Des and I ended up going through a renovation. Our complete downstairs pretty much got renovated 2-3 years ago. And we lived through it. Like, we didn't have a kitchen for 6 months. So we ended up having to use a microwave.
Upstairs?
And everything was in our dining or in our living room. So it was like, I felt like I was in this one studio apartment.
Nice.
You get kind of in that zone of you can't really, where do you wash your dishes at? Where do you do this? Like, we were taking dishes out to the deck and washing them off on the hose, right? So it's the same thing. Like, it was the longest 6 months. Like,
Did it create tension between you and Des? Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. There was always an argument going on every single night. Like, and it's one of those things where you see what the contractors have done throughout that day, and you're like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah.
They didn't do anything. Maybe filled a hole, a patch. They patched a drywall hole, right? Oh, why did they only get this done? Or why did they wire this electrical this way? Or why did they do this? And you're like, what the fuck? And you're sitting there looking at it the entire time.
It's almost like you're crawling out of your skin.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, like every single night, Des and I had an argument of some sort. And it was just like, fuck, we are ready to be done with this. And it couldn't get done fast enough. That was a problem.
Well, the contractors, you know, as skilled as they are, they have zero sense of urgency in most cases, the same way you would be. Like, if you think about it, if you possessed the skills that they had to do the things that you were trying to do to your home, you'd probably get done in half the time because it's your home. And so I've learned that my sense of urgency, I cannot project onto these poor contractors, even though some of them have delayed and pushed back and all that stuff. And in my case, dude, I think there's a little bit of difference between, and again, I've never been through home intervention, so I don't know. But my stress level is disruption of service, what I meant to say. I really did want to go through this without a disruption service, but then I realized that safety was a key component of all of this. So I had to make a decision to fucking close it, which sucks for me because I'm in the business of creating habits in people, healthy habits. And so here I am. I cannot provide that healthy habit of movement and having it part of their daily regimen because I have no gym right now because I had to close it down for safety reasons. And so that stresses me out on top of watching the contractors work at their pace, whether that's my pace or your pace or anybody else's. And I'm just like, contractors canceling or being delayed and all of that. And so here I am, disruption of service. And I feel like it's a ticking time bomb because I can't bring people in to sell anybody right now. I can't do anything else in my business. And I have a beautiful community that's like at the drop of a dime that would come and like get the shit done. Yeah. It's like, what do you need me to do? I'm like, well, we're waiting for this guy. We're waiting for that guy. We're waiting for this guy. We're waiting for that guy. And it's like, good Lord, have mercy. Yes, this is what I wanted, but I didn't envision happening this way.
Well, it's tough though. I mean, you, again, it's, you want the community to have some place to go and mm-hmm. move around and everything else. But it's also like when you first started the expansion a little bit, there was so much dust up in there too. It's like, there's that line that you walk, like you want people to have a place to go and move and everything else. But you also, it's like, okay, how much dust is actually in here and how much
are they inhaling?
How much are they inhaling? Yeah. And everything. So it's, I get where that whole entire deal is. So
it was the nails that were left behind that made me.
Oh yeah.
Oh dude, I was that everywhere. Like the dust aspect of it was just like one aspect. I was like, okay, I could clean up every day, but then I was stressing after they've tore down. So for those, the listeners that don't know, I basically took over the suite next to me. So there's a whole wall being torn down. There's a lobby being remade. There's drywall dust all over the freaking place. We had a near miss. Piece of the wall fell into the next door neighbor's wall. And
almost caused a fight.
Yeah, almost caused a fist fight. Like this
honestly, from the contractor's perspective, I probably wouldn't want to be in anyway because it was a jiu-jitsu instructor.
Yeah, there were a bunch of black belts practicing their deal and the wall goes through a piece of freaking wall that they were tearing down on my suite, fell through, swang and hit next door and punched a hole in their wall, and the coach came over and was like trying to pick a fight with the contractors, and the contractors were like, whoa, 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 don't disrespect me. And they're over there just, you know, and it's to say the least, it's been a nightmare. So after all of that, on top of all of that, it's been with expansions and construction projects, you just don't know because you literally have the best laid out plan, but you're at the mercy of all these people doing their jobs perfectly.
Oh, it's the worst.
And it's the fucking worst.
It's the worst, man.
Even like for you, you're an event planner, right? And so it's like if you sat down and you were planning a race and your MC did not show up, you're like, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're just driving yourself crazy. You're like, oh, I got to be an MC and a race director.
I hate the fact that you have to rely on X, Y, and Z mm-hmm. people to get certain projects done. You've got a floor. Let's talk about the flooring for a second. So the fucking flooring. We talk about contractors on their own time. Like,
yeah.
Hey, we'll be there Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's Wednesday. No, not Wednesday. Oh, no.
This weekend.
This weekend.
And it's like, look, I'm very empathetic and very understanding, but don't give me a damn time that you know you cannot commit to. Yeah. Right? I would have found somebody else to do it. So the flooring guy comes in and I should have known something was wrong because he couldn't even make it to the times to do the quote on time.
Oh, yeah.
He basically showed up whenever he wanted, dude. I was like, whoa, what? I'm not there right now, dude. I said, I'm just going to go, you know. And so anyways, I should have known something was off.
That was
my tell.
That was your tell. And yet he still
went against my tell and it went against whatever the universe was trying to tell me. So he shows up and he's like, Monday. Okay, yeah, Monday we'll be there for sure. Maybe Tuesday at the latest. Monday comes around. For sure it's going to be Tuesday. All right. Tuesday comes around. Oh, for sure it'll be Wednesday. Oh, okay, here we are. It's Thursday. Our contact was reaching out to him, was like, hey, man. What's your timeline looking at? Oh, for sure this weekend. And that's when I lost my shit. I was like, no, we're putting the gym together. I can't have him freaking doing the floors right when we're trying to put the gym together, you guys. Like, everybody else is on point to do the things that they're scheduled to do. Okay, for sure tomorrow. What time tomorrow exactly? This is where I'm at, right? And so it's stuff like that that just, it's not even about the floors, really. It's about the delay in everybody that's willing to help in putting the gym back together, and it's going to be its own little headache in itself because you're lifting thousands of pounds, dude.
Yeah.
thousands of pounds that needs to be lifted that day within a 24-hour, 48-hour period. Yeah. You're like, hey, man.
If you're Omar's insurance company, please do not listen to this.
Everybody,
I guess it's a workout. I guess
it's a workout, dude. It's a workout. Like, but we're moving in, all right? The construction work has been done by a licensed contractor.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just
from an insurance policy. We're not hanging from the rafters. Yeah, that's been the nightmare. On top of everything else, so. The caveat, I sound like a chickmunk and I look like one too.
He does. So, like I said, you're not taking any BBCs.
No. None of my extra
wisdom teeth pulled out. Omar pulled himself back to an 18-year-old kid to get his wisdom teeth pulled out.
During all of this craziness.
During all of this. So
it was like. And that's the other thing. Like, I wasn't even planning to do this. Was supposed to happen after the expansion was done. And then the dentist calls me back. They're like, oh, Mr. Hernandez, I'm sorry, but we have a conference that we are all going to be going to. And we need to either push you out to like end of August, which we have major events happening in August. And I'm like, or we can do it on the 21st. And I'm like, well, I mean, do you guys have anything else like the 22nd or maybe even like the weekend, the Friday before that? They're like, why wouldn't you want to do it on the 21st? Well, that's my birthday. I really don't want to get my wisdom teeth out, pulled out on my birthday. And plus, I got a lot going on right now with the renovation of my business. And they're like, well, that's the only date we got, Mr. Hernandez. Either that or you're going to have to push it out to August. So I'm like, fucking A, I guess I'm getting my fucking wisdom teeth taken out.
Lair.
So on top of you can't, it needed to be done. Like the whole wisdom teeth, I had a major infection that I didn't know I had. I was walking around with months. And so they put me on aggressive penicillin and they were like, you really shouldn't wait out to the end of August. You should do it sooner than later. So I was like, I guess this is what, happy birthday to me. And it got that done. But now I'm walking around with the fat cheek fat cheeks and I can't lift
anything. You do look like you got a big old fat wad of tobacco in there.
Like what's the
like skull?
Yeah.
Or
Red man. There you go.
Red man is, as a matter of fact,
Bliss totally forgot that I was, got it done. And she walked in to help out for the renovation of the teardown.
Well, maybe that's what your stress, like how your stress relief is. Now you're just chewing tobacco. You're in chewing tobacco now.
Yeah. You know, it's
you not only like you just went redneck. See, welcome to my neck of the woods.
Don't make me laugh, dude. I can't open my mouth to laugh, dude. I can't open my mouth to. I'm sitting here reading my go-to meals right now are eggs and refried beans, yo, because that's the only thing I can chew right now.
Yeah, it doesn't really smell great here in the studio.
Yeah, that's okay though, dude. Yeah. I mean, you're used to it. That's the fun part of all of this.
So talk to me about what has been the biggest learning process with the first business that you've actually owned, right? Like you've had OTH now for 2 years.
Almost three now. Yeah.
Almost three. And you're going through this expansion into what I guess you and Suzette would call your forever home, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So talk about, there's got to be, yes, through all the stress and through all the shit that's going on, there's got to be this definitely some excitement of the way it looks out, but what are some of the lessons you're learning along the way that, you know, from this expansion, you're like, okay, we need to like lay out perspective, right? Cause those are huge things when it comes to gym ownership and how things are laid out versus like working with contractors or how, you know, members have your, what the members are going to have to, you know, are going to see and how that's, you know, so what's been your learning process through all of this?
I guess the biggest learning process really doesn't matter if it goes to plan. Like, I got to learn how to let that go. You and I are both very control oriented in a lot of ways where if it doesn't get done by you, it doesn't get done right. Got to learn how to, I think God had a way of telling me like, all right, you're going to get your wisdom teeth out now. You're going to learn how to freaking depend on your people. It's like, and then so that's one big learning experience, right? And the other one is realistically, it didn't we didn't anticipate any of this stuff to happen. I think the most the most beautiful thing that's like unanticipated, because you and I had both looked for a facility together. We were like, well, we got the podcast. It'd be nice. We'd have a big 5,000 square foot facility. I'll have three. You'll have 2,000 and you'll have storage space, and I'll have the gym on one side, and then we'll just come together. And I think I didn't expect any of this to happen, because I was going to be totally content with OTH in its current form. And then this whole thing was sprung on me like about a month. A month and a half ago.
This has not been a 6 month process.
No,
this has been a 6 week process.
Correct. I'm learning through that whole process that my plans don't really mean shit. That simple, because I wanted to move into another facility somewhere here in this area, something bigger, something we can share space in. And God said, nah, bro, you're not going to move anywhere. And by the way, the barbershop next to you that's been there for 12 years is going to let you know in about 30 days that they're moving out.
Yeah.
And I have sublease space for them. So I either got to shrink or grow. And so the biggest learning experience is that I have to let go sometimes and lean on my faith and lean on the people that God has put around me, like yourself, everybody in the community that's helped out. I think the biggest thing that I think God's trying to show me right now, or the universe is trying to show me right now, is like, I am so rich in support and love that I just have to learn how to lean on that. Suzette and I both sat back the other day, and I wasn't expecting all this stuff. Is like fly by the seat of my pants type thing. This is like, okay, this is what I got to deal with. Boom, 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 boom. Put the plan together.
Yep.
We think it's going to be this, and that. Cool. Dump up, 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 up. We got you. Yep. We got you. Yep. You're going to be here on this day. You're going to be here on that day. Blah, 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 blah. And I put it together as best I could with the information that I had. And then the flooring guy doesn't show up, and everything got moved up quicker. We're like, oh my God, we're ahead of the schedule. Oh no, God, we're behind schedule now. Like, and then every time we fell behind, it was like, oh man, we got no help. I'm going to have to clean up. Oh shit, I'm going to be here till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, cleaning up so we can have classes at freaking 5 a.m. And it was just like putting a post out on social media. Hey, is anybody in the area? Like, swing by, help us clean up.
Yeah.
And having 6, 7, 8, 10 people show up, dude. It's like a freaking beautiful thing, dude. So to answer your question, it's like, when we think we're most in control, we're not. I'm learning that I'm not in control of anything. I'm just really lucky and blessed to have an amazing people surrounding me. And I'm watching them all just come together and just get shit done, dude. I planned to be there all day today. And you and I were talking. And it was like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do a random thoughts today, or we're going to be able to shoot a podcast or whatever. 6, 7 people that just knocked it out, tore the gym down, and it's ready to be painted. Like, and I got half a day still to go watching all of that, realizing how lucky and blessed that and I are with this. The people that are in our community is big. I knew I was a lucky guy with the beautiful community that we have. I just didn't know how lucky I was. I'm enjoying that aspect in the stress that ever going on. And I think Lily Blas had told me this when I had finally, it was Tuesday, Monday morning or Monday afternoon or night. I'm sorry, Monday night, Sunday night, my bad. It was Sunday night. We were having this conversation and we were trying to get the gym ready for Monday morning. She's like, what would happen if you closed, Omar? I said, I don't know. I don't want to think about it. Then we came back. Lily and Lalo came back Monday night to clean the gym again so that we can have classes on Tuesday. They're like, all right, I think you should really think about it. And what happened was the next day I came in and I saw a nail after we had cleaned up. Yep. I said,
Can't do it.
This is not going to be it. I made the decision to close. That bugs me a little bit, but I think it's the right decision to make. And now we're in a better position and our people are safe. All that to say is like, again, I'm not in control. I'm just here going along for the ride. Just allow the people around me to speak sense to me. Like, even with you, you came in and I'm like, hey, man, you have an eye. You have more of an eye for like decor stuff. And I'm like, hey, man, like, what do you think about this color thing? And he's like, oh, I think this, I think that. Like, giving your opinion, that's huge, bro. You know what I mean?
Well, like I told you, I was a gay interior designer in my last life. Like, honestly.
I believe that, believe it or not. I think you came reincarnated in the world, and God said, no, he cannot be gay interior designer today.
Yeah. My whole entire purpose in life was to give you design advice for your gym. Now I can go about my business.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I can do whatever.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
My work here is done.
Yes. See? It's that shit, dude. You don't understand how much those little conversations have helped us, Suzette and I, and just the overall community, and how much it takes to get all this stuff done. I think that's different from an expansion at home. Expansion at home is you and your partner, or you and your wife, are going through all of this shit. You guys are like, oh no, this and that. For me, it's just like, I'm learning how to step back and be like, hey, what do you think about this? Yes, I own it. Yes, I'm fucking paying the bills. Yes, I'm doing all this shit. But what do you guys think? Okay, I like that idea. And I'm learning how to step back and not need to be the one that, yes, I do make the final call, but it's usually somebody else's decision or input that made me get to that point.
Yeah.
So I'm learning how to do that stuff very well. And so I think the finished product of what we're going to be coming across, or what we're going to have at OTH, is going to be so much input and people showing up last minute to get the shit done and get their home built again. Because it's not just my gym, it's everybody's gym. It's a beautiful thing watching it come together in the face of all this adversity that I'm facing personally. A beautiful thing. So I'm learning how to sit back, enjoy the ride, shut the fuck up, and don't be fucking a stressful little.
So one of the things that I was kind of curious about, and you don't have to answer this, but you know, you just recently also, your business partner and you separate, like you've now fully owned the gym outright.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that if that was still a position with him involved, do you think that you would now still be in this position of expanding the gym and how that looks? That's always been kind of interesting to me because, you know, when you have a business partner that's there and having to rely on, like, yes, we want to do this, but
what do you think?
Right. And is it the right move financially or business wise or whatever it is, right? Like there's always that other person that's over here that might not get into it. Then it's like, it causes a little bit of tension. So do you think that this would be an issue if your former partner was still around?
I think it would have dimmed a little bit of a level of stress. Nothing against him.
Right? No, not at all.
No.
So
it's like,
again, it's the extra party.
It's the extra party. It's the extra opinion. It's the extra, you know, and it's really hard. As much as my business partner believed in who I was as a person, coach, he believed in the brand.
Yeah.
Got to be able to show money. And that was always his biggest concern, for me to make money so that I can pay myself, so that I didn't want to create resentment. I think we decided to split ways. It just kind of worked out, again, not in control, right? It was just of things that happened that on his side of the business that he was making changes on that I was leaning towards anyways. To answer your question, I think would have gotten there, I think it would have just looked a hell of a lot differently.
Yeah.
Like I now can make the full decisions. I don't think it would have happened as quick as it was. Unfortunately, it would have hurt us more than it helped us, in my opinion. I also think that the position that we were placed into with the barbershop moving and we were subleasing, like there was no way in God's green earth that I could have shrunk with our current client base. So I would have been doing the same damn thing, but with another opinion that I would have to consider.
Yeah.
That's a whole another level of stress, because I'm not that kind of owner that goes, well, you're a silent partner, shut the hell up, just do what I do. It was like, hey man, what do you think? And I had to take into consideration his thoughts, his input, his opinions, right? Because he's invested. And so to be where we're at today, and I can make all the decisions, have the input of the community, that people that are actually consuming the product, that are actually living the product, that are actually in the gym, and have their opinions matter more so than a partner who's just there some of the times. I think that is a way better scenario than it would have been if it was just him and I deciding what we were going to do with the gym.
Yeah, it's always tough. Like, I was always kind of interested in that perspective. I I always went through that same thing when I had my business partner years ago, and I bought him out in 2011, 10. And it was one of those things like, you know, the direction you want to go, you know what you need to do. You know that this is the right play, but you've got somebody else over here in your ear that you have to at least consider their opinion or their thought process or whatever. And it sometimes makes it a little bit too difficult for it. So I had a hard time trying to expand some of our races in Colorado at the time, and what we were going to do to expand the business overall, you know, both nationally in San Diego and Colorado. But I was right there with you. So I buying him out and taking full ownership of it allowed me to get to where I'm at now. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely scary because you're on your own. Right. Yeah. And I think that was the thing. And I don't know. There's times when I look at it, I'm like, I kind of can't believe I actually had a business partner at one point in time because of the way I like to control my business. But, you know, in scenarios, that's always helps out to have that when you're starting up, always have that next to person to lean on. But what's the full plan of the gym now at this point? So you obviously it's, you had 1400 square feet. Now you've got you've got almost 3000 square feet.
We're going to be having a big gym unveiling on the 24th of August just to bring in more people. And the vision is to take the new home that we're building and make it state of the art, not just HYROX, but just state of the art for all of the strength and hybrid training, right? So we have leveraged that HYROX brand because we do very well in that arena and we're very good at it. But I felt like Suzette and I both felt, and the staff too, that we were losing our identity as a gym. We wanted to make sure that whatever we do, yes, we are a HYROX affiliate gym. Yes, we do very well in sport, and so do all of our athletes. But we're OTH. We're OTH. And so moving forward, we started doing the ERS Run Club with you, right? And that's, ERS is a huge part of our community, right? HYROX is a big part of that community. But I think more so ERS is more a bigger part of our community now because, hell, we get 30, 35 people at the damn run clubs, bro. And it's a beautiful thing to watch. Moving forward, we are going to be starting doing like, what's our next event every month? Now that we have this new home, what can we do? Yes, we have the HYROX turf. Yes, we have the HYROX sleds. Yes, we have the HYROX wall ball shoots. We have everything that you need to be able to be a true all around hybrid athlete. That's the intention for the next 3 months. To grow our membership double to what it is today. Coaching staff and I both agree that in this growth, that we didn't want to lose or is it identity. Much growth, the new home, the new color schemes, the new equipment, the new, the bigger gym, the top of the line equipment, all this other stuff means nothing to any of us. And I don't think anybody in the community without, if we lose who we are as a community. That's the biggest thing. So growth while maintaining our identity is the vision to where we're at today. So we would like to double in membership size, just like we doubled in size.
Yep.
We want to make sure there's an OTH sponsored event pretty much every month, whether that be through HYROX, whether that be through ERS, and increasing class capacity so that we could have some fun competitions. My very first event is going to be August 24th, where we're going to be unveiling the new home to the community around us, not just to our members. Our members are going to see it first as soon as it's done, right? We're hoping to be done by the 1st of August, barring contractors setting us back, right? But the 1st of August, and then our members are going to see that, but we want to unveil it to the city of Oceanside. The mayor of Oceanside is planning to be there.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah. So we're trying to get some people with some names and kind of do like a whole ribbon cutting event on the 24th of August, where we actually, it's going to be our PR weekend as well. So we test our PR. So it's going to be a big event. Vendors there. We're hoping all of our affiliates are there with the booth and doing all the whole thing. So the vision is this is going to be our forever home.
You feel better now? See, therapy.
Yeah, it was. I just want my face to stop hurting. Can you help me out with that? Is there you get any good Vicodin or, can I, you know, any, does anybody have some good drugs around so that I can just be carefree and say, fuck it. No, sorry. Legal drugs. Let me
Legal.
Yes. No. Yeah.
Well, I'm
feel a lot better. But
yes. I'm glad that we could use this 30 minutes as a therapy session.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I'll send you my bill. Thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it. We'll catch you on the next one. Keep it coming. This has been an international podcast transmission of No Fixed Agenda presented by Bubs Naturals. Music was provided by The Poor Dirty Astronauts with lyrics written by Matt Meyer. You can rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you find your favorite podcast episodes. NFA, over and out.